from the very beginning. It's going back as far as I spoke at the Ploughing Championships in 2022 when there was whole discussion about these schemes and that, September 2022, and the department, the staff themselves, they told me that they wouldn't be able to handle all the amount of applications. 30,000 was probably the maximum that they could handle, and that's coming to bear now. They can't handle it. There was 46,000 in the first, there's more going into the second, and we're 2 years into the scheme now. The payments will be soon out in about 2 months with that, due for the second year, and yet farmers don't know how much they're going to get, and a lot of farmers, especially around the Western Seaboard, hasn't got their payment, the balancing payment, especially in the corporation. We've seen big headline figures on different media outlets, and the Farmers Journal in particular, was farmers going to receive 10,000 if reps two type acres, you know, that was going to be the scheme. That was complete and utter rubbish. There's no farmers that I know of getting 10,000. And a lot of farmers that was told they were going to get 7,000 is now having to pay back substantial money. So even if they got 4,000 or 5,000 of an advance payment in February, they could have to pay back some of them 1,100, 700, 900. It's just simply not good enough.
I suppose, Kevin, no matter what time of year it is, it's a very important time of the year for farmers, and particularly this part of the year when it comes to paying bills and other costs associated with work, with other works. And this situation has left farmers probably fearful that they won't be able to pay the contractors and other workers.
When they have based their financial arrangements on a payment that they were get, it'll be 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, whatever they were told they were assuming they were going to get, they got their planners in, the planners done the work for them, the planners had to be paid. That's last year now. This is all happening in 2023, early 2023, when the applications was being made. They done it in good faith. It's an environmental scheme. The farmers do their best for the environment, always have and always will, but yet when it comes to getting the payment for these schemes, they're not getting their money.